What's going on? Matt Savoca here from Awesomo.com, filling in for my buddy Josh Engelman and bringing you my top 10 plays on DraftKings in the NBA for Friday, May 13th, 2022, Friday the 13th, and two series that could come to an end tonight. We start with Milwaukee at home against Boston, and Milwaukee absolutely stole one from the Celtics, who were up big in the fourth quarter, and then Giannis came alive. Really, the whole team played excellently. Bobby Portis was great. Drew Holiday stepped up. The defense was great, but still, the Celtics looked to be in control. Now Milwaukee could close things out at home. It's the lower total of these two games. And then we got Memphis and Golden State. No Ja, no problem for the Memphis Grizzlies. They were demolishing the Golden State Warriors last we saw them. They had seven players in double figures and nine who scored 9 points or more. Should make this a very exciting game six. Before we get into the action here, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell too so that you always know when we're going live. You guys know what to do. And if you could give me, Matt Savoca, a follow on Twitter at Draftaholic, that would be much appreciated as well. Also, give Josh Engelman a follow on Twitter while you're there at Josh Engelman. He created these videos. I'm just helping him out. I love to do it, but he's the one who created these. So definitely give him a follow there. We also want to thank our presenting sponsor, No House Advantage. They are offering a new way to play DFS with player prop contests, and you can beat your friends, not the house. They got all the capabilities you're used to, mass entries, big prize pools, they've got that, but it's player prop contest against your friends, and use promo code AWESOMO to get up to a $25 first match deposit bonus when you sign up. Simple as that. Okay, guys, on the screen, you see my 10 through 6 of my top plays over on DraftKings, and we're seeing a bottleneck here, essentially because we're looking for value plays to get to that one superstar. I bet you can guess who it is. We'll talk about him eventually, but we got Draymond Green and Marcus Smart tied with a 31% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Marcus Smart really blew it the last minute for the Celtics, but still highly involved, productive, helps on defense, obviously, but he could be actually have a lower ownership than you might expect, because of the visceral play of people not wanting to play him. Simple as that. You could see that tonight. I think it's a pretty decent chance I will not be playing 31%. I'll say that. Klay Thompson with a 33% chance. The ceiling is much higher than a lot of the players in his salary range for him, but still, he's been up and down in minutes, in scoring, and while he does help in other categories, rebounds and assists, even that has been pretty limited in this series. Desmond Bane has an equally high ceiling, in my opinion, especially with no Morant, a 35% chance of being in the optimal lineup. And then Andrew Wiggins at 5,600, a reduced salary, and a 31-point median projection. He essentially has a projection as high as players who have a salary 600 or 800 more than him. That's going to make him look like a decent value play. He even has a 10% chance of hitting 41, 42 points, what you need to feel really good in a GPP, but that doesn't quite crack the top five. Who makes it? Let's watch him find out. At number five, we start with Steven Adams, an unexciting center, 4,500. Yes, sometimes you need to fit 4,500 salary players into your lineup, and that's what Steven Adams is. He's going to get the dirty work done, 10.4 rebounds as a median projection in just 26 minutes. Doesn't do much else, 6.4 points, 3.3 assists. We got him for a 90% chance of a steal, 70% chance of a block. Okay, he hits about 34 points in 25% of the simulations we do, but does he really help you get to a tournament winning score? I don't think so. If you need to fit a value play in there at the center position, I get it. It's just not that exciting of a play for me. Still, 45% chance of being in the optimal lineup. That's good enough for number five. At number four, Tyus Jones, point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. Playing time obviously affected by the fact that we aren't going to see Morant for any time soon here. 5,700 salary, that's pretty good, especially when you're considering he's probably going to be around 32, 33 points as a median projection. 35 minutes, as we currently have him projected for at awesomo.com, would be about 58% more playing time than he had it as just a series average. And it's a solid 20% more in minutes than he had in games without Morant during the regular season. He played 23 games that way. So I think it's pretty generous in terms of playing time, and he's still not getting close to that 21-point scoring output in our median projections like he had in game five. 13 points, four rebounds, seven assists. That's pretty good. Hits 42 points about 20% of the time. Again, another unexciting player to me. If you want him at the point guard position, I get it. 46% of the time, he's in the optimal lineup for me. I'll be under that. Still, he comes in at number four. At number three, it's Drew Holiday, another one of these do-everything point guards who we can now project for a ton of playing time. You want 5 extra minutes compared to Tyus Jones at the point guard position? Well, you're going to have to pay up in salary. Drew Holiday is $7,900. But in exchange for that, the median projections boost up to another tier altogether. 20.4 points, 5.5 assists, 5.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 1.9 steals in our projections as well. And he's hitting 50 to 55 points in over 10% of our simulations. Median projection well north of 40 points here. Drew Holiday is a player that really excites me on the slate tonight. I think the value is there. I don't think the salary bump is so high that I would go again. It. I get it. Tyus Jones is a value option, but even an optimal lineup percentage, even when you consider the salary, Drew Holiday outpaces the other point guards there. A really solid 47% chance of being in the optimal lineup, number three overall today. At number two, it's Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player on the slate. Forward and center eligibility, 11,900. The reason we're seeing all of these players in the mid-salary tiers it popping in the optimal lineup percentage is because we are desperately trying to get to this 11,900 in salary. We want players who get well above 60 fantasy points when things go well, and we could easily see him completely break the slate. We've seen it over and over again. He broke the Celtics in the fourth quarter. We got him projected for over 33 points, over 12 rebounds, and nearly 7.5 assists. He hits 69 points in 39% of our simulations. Are you kidding me? In a 50% rate right now in our simulations, Giannis Antetokounmpo is in the optimal lineup. Just get to this guy tonight. Now, before I reveal my final play, my number one play on DraftKings, just want to remind you guys, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell as well so that you always know when we're going live. You guys know what to do. And if you could give me, Matt Savoca, a follow on Twitter at Draftaholic, that's always much appreciated as well. Also, one more huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, No House Advantage, offering a different way to play DFS with daily prop-based contests where you beat your friends, not the house, and you can use promo code AWESOMO to get up to a $25 first match deposit bonus. Check the banner at the bottom of your screen. They've got mass entry capabilities, big prize pools, everything you're used to, just a different way to play with prop-based contests. And they got over 500 prop-based contests available for you right now. Okay, guys, let's get into my number one play over on DraftKings for this Friday the 13th slate. At number one, and technically in the optimal lineup, more often than Giannis, is Dylan Brooks from the Memphis Grizzlies. Guard forward eligibility, that helps there. 6K salary, that also helps. And nearly a 35 point fantasy point median projection. Again, we're only needing 45 or so points to start to feel really good about our chances in a GPP, considering him a value play. But even at 35 minutes, 34 and a half minutes right now in projected playing time, which is generous, we got him at about 21 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Does he go well over that in a ton of simulations? He really doesn't. He's got no sims that go over 65 fantasy points. He's got only a few that go under 10 that go over 60 fantasy points. So yes, he's getting to 30, 35 in a ton of our sims, but he's not really going that much farther above that. So yes, optimal lineup percentage can really help us here, but let's not get it twisted. The best player on the slate we talked about at number two, Dylan Brooks, is a solid value play at 6K, 52% chance of being in the optimal lineup, but it's all about getting to that superstar on the Bucks. And that's going to do it for my top 10 plays on DraftKings in the NBA for May 13th, 2022, Friday the 13th. Should be a really, really exciting two-gamer tonight. I'm excited to dig in. We will be back with all the coverage you need leading up to tip-off tonight and every night throughout the NBA playoffs. And of course, my buddy Josh will be back with these contenders videos going forward. I love filling in, but I know you guys love Josh, the creator of these videos. We will be back soon enough with another round of contenders videos. Until next time, I'm Matt Savoca from AWESOMO.com. We'll see you guys later.